Good evening, and I would like to let you know that today's episode about this FDA alert, it actually comes with a companion episode that I published over on my other new YouTube channel, which is called Primetime. And that other episode, well, it's about the topic of this new industry that's popping up over in Silicon Valley, namely designer babies, meaning people who are mapping out the DNA of their embryos, choosing which character traits they want to keep, and then discarding the ones they don't. And if you want to know what they actually do with all of the embryos that they wind up not wanting, well, check out that other episode. I'll throw a link to it down in the description box below. And of course, if you choose, subscribe to that channel as well. Now, moving along to today's topic, just earlier this week, on Monday, August 25th, the FDA came out with an announcement telling the public that they have actually officially suspended their approval for a certain vaccine. Quote, the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, otherwise known as the CBER, has suspended the biologics license for Valneva Austria GmbH's IXCHIC. Okay, I'm sorry about that. That was a bit of a word salad. Basically, IXCHIC or IXCHIC is the brand name of the vaccine, whereas Valneva is the France-based manufacturer. And IXCHIC is a vaccine for chikungunya, which is a mosquito-borne disease. And this particular vaccine, it was initially approved by the FDA to be administered here in the US back in November of 2023. It was actually fast-tracked in the FDA under what's known as their accelerated approval pathway, their AAP. That's basically the mechanism that the FDA uses to speed up the availability of both vaccines and drugs for any illness that's both serious as well as currently untreated. And chikungunya, it fit that bill, and therefore the FDA approved that vaccine while they continue to collect further data. And let me show you a basic timeline of how that actually went. On November 9th of 2023, IXCHIC was approved for use by the FDA. However, the approval for that drug included a warning on the prescription label, quote, the vaccine may cause severe or prolonged chikungunya-like adverse reactions. IXCHIC contains a live, weakened version of the chikungunya virus and may cause symptoms in the vaccine recipient similar to those experienced by people who have chikungunya. And those symptoms vary, but they include debilitating, prolonged joint pain, sometimes lasting for years. And also, alongside this approval, the FDA also required the manufacturer to conduct what's known as a post-marketing study to, quote, assess the serious risk of severe chikungunya-like adverse reactions following administration of IXCHIC. The study is intended to be initiated by October 1st, 2025. Meaning, this post-marketing study was supposed to begin in October of this year. However, the adverse reactions were actually severe enough that the FDA was forced to act a lot sooner. You see, what wound up happening was that from November of 2023, when it was approved, you fast forward roughly a year and a half, and on May 9th of this year, of 2025, the FDA issued what's known as a safety communication to the public. It's basically like a federal public service announcement. And in it, the FDA recommended the immediate suspension in the use of IXCHIC for those over the age of 60. And the reason that they gave was that the FDA and the CDC, they were jointly, quote, undertaking an investigation of post-marketing reports of serious adverse events, including neurologic and cardiac events, in individuals who have received the vaccine. However, interestingly, almost exactly 3 months later, on August 6th of 2025, the FDA actually reversed themselves and they lifted the pause on this vaccine, although they did also force the company to include additional risk warnings on their labels. But then you fast forward another roughly 2 weeks, and on Monday of this week, the FDA reversed themselves again, suspending the vaccine not only for those above the age of 60, but actually this time for everyone 18 plus who was initially able to get it. Their reasoning was that the risk to benefit ratio became skewed after a significant number of serious adverse reactions were reported. Quote, the FDA's decision is based on serious safety concerns related to the vaccine, which appears to be causing chikungunya-like illness in vaccine recipients. There has been one death from encephalitis directly attributable to the vaccine and over 20 reported serious adverse events that were consistent with chikungunya-like illness. Reported serious adverse events have included 21 hospitalizations and 3 deaths. They then went on to add that atop the serious adverse reactions, the other reason that they were canceling the approval was the fact that the clinical benefit of this vaccine had not been verified yet. Quote, "Furthermore, the clinical benefit of the vaccine has not yet been verified in confirmatory clinical studies. The Center for Biologic Evaluation and Research's benefit-risk analysis broadly shows the vaccine does not have benefits outweighing risks under most plausible scenarios. For these reasons, we believe this vaccine is not safe and that continued administration to the public would pose a danger to health." And therefore, the license for administration has now been suspended. Now, in response, the CEO of Valneva, which is the France-based manufacturer of that particular vaccine, he came out with a statement saying the following, quote, "As we determine potential next steps and as the clear threat of chikungunya continues to escalate globally, Valneva remains fully committed to maintaining access to our vaccine as a global health tool for addressing and preventing outbreaks of this devastating illness." Just for your reference, in terms of the business impact, shares of Valneva dropped about 21% after the FDA suspension. Now, moving forward, Valneva, as a corporation, released their own statement saying that this move by the FDA was sudden and that, quote, "The serious adverse events recorded following vaccination featured symptoms consistent with those reported during clinical trials and that the labels accurately list warnings and precautions. The label had warned that IXCHIC could cause serious, severe, or prolonged chikungunya-like illness, citing trial data and reports following approval. Valneva is continuing to investigate these cases in detail and, if warranted, will pursue further steps in connection with FDA's decision in accordance with applicable statutory procedures." In the meantime, while they're doing that, if someone here in the U.S. is concerned about the prospect of getting the chikungunya virus, there is actually another vaccine that's currently available. Quote, "Another vaccine against chikungunya, Vimkunya, is still available in the United States. The FDA approved it in April for people 12 years of age and older, and the CDC recommends it for people traveling to areas with chikungunya outbreaks, as well as laboratory workers who could become exposed to the virus in their work. Vimkunya utilizes a molecule resembling the chikungunya virus to trigger an immune response, unlike IXCHIC, which contains a weakened form of the actual virus." And just for your general reference, as I'm sure you're wondering, when you're traveling to the following areas is when you should be thinking about chikungunya. In our hemisphere, you have the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico, most of Central and South America, some parts of North America, including Mexico, which has recently been having an outbreak. You have almost all of Africa, Asia, including both Southeast Asia, India, and the Pacific Islands, and parts of Europe. France has actually been having an outbreak. And right now, China, especially in the south, in the Guangdong area, is having apparently an outbreak as well. They've sent out alerts. And so if you're traveling to those areas, just be mindful. If you want to read either the advisory from the FDA or if you want to go through that full timeline, regarding this virus and the vaccine, I'll throw those links down into the description box below. Leave your thoughts in the comments regarding this latest vaccine recall from the FDA. And until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.